Well, about 19 months ago, we had a series of live conversations at the start of the COVID pandemic with Abby Hamilton, the president and CEO for United Way of Roanoke Valley, as they helped coordinate a community response to that healthcare crisis, a series that incidentally was recognized by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters for Creative Excellence. This morning, we're pleased to welcome Abby Hamilton back live in studio. She joins WFIR anchor reporter Jean Morano and me for an update. Abby, nice to have you back. Good to see you.
So excited to be here.
Well, Abby, as we get started, what did United Way and its partner agencies learn from the collective response to the early days of the pandemic? And Abby, are we better prepared if such a scenario were to happen again? What areas did United Way and its partners find that they needed to work on?
Wow, that's a
I know. What is a way to start? Not even a good morning, right?
Well, I think the good part was, like, during the pandemic, I think agencies were really well positioned to respond because we had had a history of working together. And I think the thing that's shown throughout the pandemic, through the early stages, middle stages, and up until now, is one, the willingness of our agencies to really respond to where people are and to continue to be responsive as those needs change. And then to make sure that as we're working together, we really are making things more effective for people that are needing the service. And rallying around families is really one of the most important things that we've all learned throughout the pandemic.
I know you were having these major conversations with a lot of partners at one point. Are those still going on in some way, or is that something you were doing anyway?
Yeah. So during the pandemic, we probably met like twice a month. So now we've cut back to now a month every month. Those conversations are still continuing, and they've shifted. The topics have shifted. So in the early stages, we would talk about immediate responses. Now it's around topics that have to do with recovery, employment, and responding to some of the new challenges that we've seen.
We're talking with Abby Hamilton from United Way of Roanoke Valley. So how did 2021 go? Are we in a better position now? Is there a word that maybe sums up the year for you, this year for you?
Well, I would think about, actually, I think about two words. One would be, again, collaboration, which was a buzzword from last year, still is as important as it is this year. And then the second would be, I think, resilience. You know, we've proven that we can rise above this and that we can band together to make a better solution.
It seems like the Roanoke area, and I'm sure you compare notes with other people. How did we do compared to some other areas of the country that have some of the same challenges Roanoke did? Did we do better than some areas?
Yeah, I think in certain cases, for instance, in the area of childcare, we were incredibly ahead of the curve because we already had a coordinated system that was regionally set up that allowed us to match the needs of people needing childcare and after school care. Other places in the state didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. You know, since you brought up childcare, and there's no, you know, guarantee it's going to pass. But if Build Back Better passed in its current form and there is some money in there to help people with child care, what would that mean for some of the people that you serve?
I think it would really be a game changer. One, because we've seen that for people that are wanting to go back to work, child care is one of the primary barriers that they have. Not only is it expensive, there's not enough of it around. And so if there were funding through this plan to be able to stabilize that, essentially the existence and the whole system of childcare that allows people to meet their own needs for their own family and the times and whatever preferences they have, it'll be a really great thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's money in there to help people get childcare services started as well as to help pay for childcare.
Yes. So I think there's an issue of supply and then also the demand. So those need to kind of be both raised up.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Abby Hamilton, the president and CEO of United Way of Roanoke Valley. Let's talk about maybe some things that new this year. Let's new initiatives. And we touched on this last week with one of your other staff members. But talk about Black Father Family, which is a program that you that was already an organization. Mm-hmm. You're collaborating with them. And that talk about that initiative, Abby, and how it's really tied to other issues like keeping families out of poverty, things like that.
Well, we've been really honored to partner with a group called Black Father Family, and United Way is really thrilled that we get to work on this as part of our overall mission to lead families to self-sufficiency. And I think it's not a secret. It's very well researched that the existence of fathers and their presence and their ability to provide for their children have long-lasting impacts, right? families are not only just financially stable, but they have lasting impacts on people's, the children's behavior and their long-term success. So the reality is that a lot of the families that are struggling, majority of the, where we see the disparity are in Black father-led households. And so unless we touch on that topic and we really have a concerted effort to addressing and strengthening the role of those fathers in those families, we are not going to see that needle move. And so we are just thrilled that we're able to kind of focus our efforts in partnership with the community.
I'm wondering, some of these efforts that you work on, and you've been with United Way of Roanoke Valley a long time, maybe 20 years or so.
Yeah.
Not, I don't want to date you or anything, but is it frustrating sometimes to see the needle move so slowly? And then on the other hand, is it nice when you institute something and it seems like it has a major effect?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm an incredibly patient person, and I understand too that change takes time. We didn't get here overnight, and therefore we have to be incredibly methodical about what we're doing. And so to me, incremental progress is still progress. Right. And so as long as we're moving forward and not backward, that's still a good thing for me.
We're talking with Abby Hamilton, United Way of Roanoke Valley. Talk about community health workers. This is sort of a boots on the ground effort to get out and I guess find what people really need as far as health care. Boots on the ground seems like it's very important. Talk about that whole effort and what maybe your staff has found out by doing that.
Yeah, so I think over the last few cycles of the community health assessment, we've seen that one of the primary barriers, again, for people becoming healthy is not just access to services, but their ability to navigate and find those services. And so we do have community health workers placed at several partners, Carilion Clinic, New Horizons, Fralin Free Clinic, Bradley Free Clinic, and in Franklin County, we've got people that are community health workers that are all over the community serving. And really their goal is to make sure that they connect with people one-on-one that are seeking assistance and then holistically assess their needs and then connect them to those resources.
Mm-hmm. So what are they finding? I mean, for some of these people that have needs, do they have access to health care? Can they pay for health care? Are there places they can go to get, you know, free or reduced healthcare services?
I think it reinforces what we've thought about, that sometimes good health is not as simple as going to the doctor, that it really points back to what we're calling social determinants of health, people's housing situation, they have their ability to purchase healthy food, their ability to access their own medications, you know, those kinds of things, mental health, right? Those things are impacting how healthy a household is or how healthy an individual is. And that's what we're finding through our community health workers.
Before I throw it back to Joey, speak about mental health over the past year, year and a half, almost 2 years now, Abby. Have you seen, you know, more calls or more evidence that people need mental health to get through the pandemic, if they lost a job or whatever?
Oh, absolutely. I think from our early survey of the region, earlier in the year, one of the things that got identified was mental health supports was one of the most needed services. And so there's really a clamor for every age group, right? And every demographic to have access to it, because this is a very difficult situation. It's a traumatic experience for a lot of people. A lot of change is happening. And so there is opportunity for us to build resilience and to have those tools and to be able to equip ourselves.
All right, it's 8:53 at WFIR. We're glad to have Abby Hamilton, President and CEO for United Way of Roanoke Valley, in studio with us. Abby, in Roanoke City, we're hearing more about the issue of homelessness, and with the new ordinance making it a Class 4 misdemeanor to camp on sidewalks in downtown and bring in potential fines of up to $250. Abby, where does United Way fit into this issue?
Right. I think United Way's role has always been, one, like the response to the actual issue, right? So crisis response in partnership with a lot of our homeless service providers, providing a spectrum of services, right? Whether or not it's rent and utility assistance to prevent such things from happening, but also a multitude of other solutions that allow people to be connected to permanent housing if they find themselves in that situation. Things like sheltering, emergency shelters, rapid rehousing, permanent housing. That's a spectrum of service that needs to be strong in any entire community. And we also have to work on, you know, the affordability of safe housing. You know, the housing stock is not enough. And so I think that's where United Way fits in that whole continuum, is making sure that that entire spectrum of solutions is strong And I think for the ordinance, I think nobody wants to see any homeless people, right? It's not about the visibility of it, but the existence of that problem in our community. And sometimes you do the preventive stuff, and in addition to things that have negative consequences, they have to work in tandem.
You know, I thought at the city council meeting where they passed the ordinance, the rescue mission got kind of beat up for some of their criteria for getting into the shelter and all that, and I guess they have the right to set their own criteria. Mm-hmm. But did it sort of point out, Abby, that maybe there needs to be other shelters, lower barrier shelters, or maybe more permanent housing, mm-hmm. like you said? So if anything good comes out of, if something good comes out of that, could that be one of the things that it really helps refocus the fact that we've got to find other alternatives for some of these people, yeah. including help with mental health services, yes. job placement, that type
yes.
of thing?
I think what our service providers are finding through their own data collection is that people that are in shelter is actually decreasing, and the folks that are actually out, not in shelters, not are captured in that system, are actually increasing. So it really is, to your point, people that have high barriers that are not currently being solved. So it is a challenge for us to be able to respond to that and to be able to ensure that those supports like mental health, like substance abuse services are in place for people that have more complicated problems.
And so will United Way be involved in that effort?
Certainly. Because I think, like I said, you know, we have to look at it as an entire system of services supporting individuals and families that mm-hmm. want to get into self-sufficiency.
How are we doing with, you know, one of the efforts you were involved with was finding permanent homes for public school kids in Roanoke City mm-hmm. and their families. How are we doing on that? Are the numbers coming down? I think when I went to that event a couple of years ago, there were about 600 kids that identified in Roanoke City public schools as mm-hmm. being homeless mm-hmm. or, you know, not having permanent homes. Are we doing better?
Well, I think it continues to be a challenge, and the pandemic just exacerbated a lot of that. I think there was recently RCPS did their fundraiser to support those students within the school system that were in that situation. And so I think back to your original comment earlier, which is a lot of our services, these families are sometimes not eligible for because of income restrictions or whatever. And so there's always opportunity for us to learn and adjust our strategy and mm-hmm. then direct funding where we see the gaps.
Mm-hmm. A couple of minutes left. We're talking with Abby Hamilton. It's about 2 minutes left. So talk about, what has fundraising been like in 2021 for you and maybe some of your partners? Has it been less difficult than last year, or, you know, how's it been?
Well, I think we're very grateful to be in a community that is incredibly generous and incredibly caring. And so we are very thrilled that there are new people that are coming forward to respond to that need. And the reality, too, is people are also still struggling, right? They are still facing financial difficulties. Some businesses might still be adjusting to the new environment. And so as people kind of wane off, some people need to step up to find their place. And so I think that we kind of have to find that balance.
And you have inflation kind of
certainly
taking a crimp out of people's pockets.
Yeah.
All right, got a minute left. Let's talk, and on a sort of a positive note, talk about some of the bright spots this year and, you know, maybe some victories, some small things that happened maybe.
Well, I think there's a wonderful thing that's currently happening. Fashions for Evergreens is back in person. I think that is a beautiful thing.
And that's at Hotel Roanoke, and yes. people can vote for their favorite tree by dropping some money in the
yes,
kitty.
Yes, exactly. We've got like some wonderful entries, and it's a wonderful family tradition. I'm so glad that we get to enjoy that again.
And that money goes to United Way programs.
Absolutely.
Anything specific or?
No, this is really about us responding to the changing needs in the community.
Real quick, goals for 2022. I feel like I'm doing a job interview here, but is there some major focus you'd like to do in 2022?
I think it's just continuing to build on and kind of look ahead in terms of developing our resilience and also efforts around rebuilding community. This is going to be a long-range solution, and so I think we kind of have to keep our focus on making sure that we are looking ahead and working together.
All right. Well, Abby Hamilton, we'll have to leave you there, President and CEO of United Way of Roanoke Valley. Always great to see you, and have a great holiday.
Thank you.